Vogue magazine touts power of Jill Biden who says husband will continue to fight. By Hannah Knudsen on July 1, 2024. Vogue magazine is touting First Lady Jill Biden following the first presidential debate, featuring her on the cover of the August issue and making it clear that whatever happens in the weeks and months between now and November, it is Dr. Biden who will remain the president's closest confidant and advocate. All eyes are on Jill Biden following her husband's panic-inducing, at least, to the Democrats, debate performance on Thursday, which saw the president oftentimes wide-eyed and stumbling over his own words, freezing, and resurrecting several debunked Democrat talking points, from the very fine people hoax to the suckers and losers fabrication. His performance even shook the foundations of the CNN panel, which immediately admitted that it caused a wide and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. Watch, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. Jill Biden's response to her husband's performance sparked even more concern, after she congratulated him much like a child, long after assisting him to walk off the campaign stage. "Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts," Jill Biden said as the crowd cheered. Now, all eyes are on the First Lady, as many believe she is the driving force behind her husband refusing to drop out. Even Vogue added this editor's note to their feature story. Editor's note: the debate on June 27 spurred a discussion about whether President Joe Biden should remain the Democratic nominee. Dr. Jill Biden, the First Lady in Vogue's August cover subject, has fiercely defended her husband and stood by him. Reached by phone on June 30 at Camp David, where the Biden family had gathered for the weekend, she told Vogue that they will not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years he's been president. "We will continue to fight. President Biden," she added, "will always do what's best for the country. Whatever happens in the weeks and months between now and November, it is Dr. Biden who will remain the president's closest confidant and advocate." Further, the opening of the article details what many say Jill Biden is addicted to: power. "If you want to know what power feels like, try to get yourself driven around in a motorcade. Flashing police chaperone lights form a perimeter as you blaze down an empty highway, waiting cars backed up on entry ramps as you pass. It's as if the world is holding its breath for you. Also, rules don't apply. At 9 Mile, an entourage of 30 or so are noisily hustling to follow a trim blonde woman in a pristine white suit as she strides nonchalantly past clanging, gurgling brewing vats, aiming for a back office. This is my first glimpse of First Lady Dr. Jill Biden exiting the sealed chamber of power into the middle of America, a vision of calm amid utter cacophony." Yet, Jill told Vogue that the urgency behind her husband's current campaign is different than those in the past. "Joe is asking the American people to come together to draw a line in the sand against all this vitriol," she said, explaining that she is trying to be out there so people know, supposedly, what the Biden administration has achieved and how it affects their life. The feature story comes as the Biden family reportedly gathered at Camp David, urging Biden, 81, to stay in the race and keep fighting.